Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's a Wednesday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. A lot of topics to dive into today. A little special treat for you. Coming up final hour, they were the stars in Happy Gilmore. Shooter McGavin, he's known as Christopher McDonald, and Adam Sandler will join us. The 25th anniversary of that great movie, Happy Gilmore. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Sports fans everywhere sending their best wishes to Tiger today. And if you were following the news early yesterday afternoon, there were some pretty scary moments there. We knew there was a serious car accident, but that was about it. And then the relief came that the injuries were not life-threatening. And we always think of athletes. There's this aura of invincibility. They're larger than life. They do things we can't. Hard to imagine them being vulnerable. But time and time again, we've learned that that's not the case. Not with just Tiger, but with other athletes. And Tiger himself has provided that lesson on multiple occasions. And for all of his wealth, for all of his fame, his personal issues well documented, everything that's happened to him and everything that's happened because of him has played out in the public's eye. It's extremely tough to watch at times, and it certainly was yesterday. And it's still way, way too early to talk about Tiger's golf future. This was about Tiger the person yesterday, and it should be about Tiger the person for the next probably 3 to 6 months, not Tiger the golfer. You know, those trying hours on Tuesday, whether he plays again or not, doesn't seem that important. And I know that we want to advance the story. We can't advance the story. And we're not going to speculate on anything with Tiger Woods. That's not fair. That's not what journalists do. We will not do that. I don't know if he plays golf again. You will probably recall, if you are a longtime listener, that I was just hoping for one moment, a world reminder with Tiger Woods, for a new generation so they can understand what this was all about, who he was all about, the sensational Tiger Woods, what that feeling was like. And he's bigger than the sport of golf. When he's great, he's bigger than the sport because people who don't watch golf, play golf, watched it when Tiger Woods was in contention. And we saw that. We got that world reminder in 2019. And that's all I wanted. I just wanted one more trip down memory lane with him. One more go at it. One more just reminder of who he is. You know, when Michael Jordan had his documentary, Michael couldn't play again, come back and play again, but he had a world reminder of, to a new generation, this is who I am. You know, Tom Brady is doing that almost every year. LeBron is doing that. These world reminders just tapping you on the shoulder. And we got that with Tiger Woods, a world reminder at the 2019 Masters. But yesterday worked in reverse order for me. It was about his life. Was he going to be alive? I never thought about his golfing career, if it was going to continue. When you get to be 45 or 46, just normal golfers on tour, you don't play competitive golf at a very high level on a consistent basis. But he's already had his career defined. At worst, he's the second greatest golfer of all time. I think he's the greatest golfer of all time. But I thought about his life. I thought about him as a father. And then eventually, when I realized it was non-life-threatening, then I started to think about all of these surgeries that he's had. And he's just coming off minor back surgery. And Jim Nance asked him on Sunday, hey, we're going to see you at the Masters. And he's like, well, I got to get there first. Little did we know what those words meant, you know, 48 hours later. But it was a year ago and 3 weeks when Kobe happened. And it was similar time frame. It was in the afternoon and then social media. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, what is happening here? And you're just searching for any answers there. And there's that moment. You know, with Kobe, it was like, oh, no. Oh, no. With Tiger, it was, oh, no. And then it was, okay. Like, it was just one of those that you have a sigh of relief. And if he never plays golf again, I'm okay with that as a fan because I've been treated to some of the greatest golf. I was there when he won his first Masters. You know, we've been treated to some of the great, great athleticism. And Tiger has provided that drama when you want somebody to be great and they're great. But there was that moment yesterday where you couldn't help but think, is this going to happen again? And then all of a sudden we started to get some reports. And I started to think about Alex Smith, believe it or not, the football player, the quarterback for the Washington football team. You don't, when you break a bone and you have an open, you know, it's an open break. So the skin breaks, compound fracture goes through the skin. Then you start to worry about infection. And that's what Alex Smith had. And it nearly killed him. And then he nearly lost his leg. And that's what you have to be thinking about now, is just Tiger the person. I couldn't help but think that weekend when he got to play with his son Charlie in an event with other fathers and their sons, it was awesome. And he got that opportunity. I hope he continues to get that opportunity. I hope that's his goal, is just to play golf with his kids, to walk comfortably. I don't worry about him coming back on tour. I hope he does. If he, you know, I never bet against him. Everything that Tiger, you know, has had in front of him, he always seems to somehow climb above it, the obstacles. But this one, the obstacle, you know, is a skyscraper. But this is about Tiger, the person, not Tiger, the golfer. And yesterday was one of those reminders, they're people. And we've had that with Tiger a couple of times. And he's had car accidents. He's had car situations. He's been pulled over. Had the Thanksgiving Day crash. And then you had this yesterday. But when you saw the video or you saw the pictures, it looked like that somebody would have died in that car. And I guess, thankfully, he's the only one in the car. Because he was going to an event, whether he was speeding or not, the police will sort through all of those things. Now, was he driving impaired? I have no idea. He was on his way to meet Drew Brees and Justin Herbert for a golf video, a golf event. And he had played with David Spade and Dwayne Wade. That was the day before. But just so you know, if I move on to another topic today, I'm not being insensitive. I'm trying to be smart about it and advance this. But he's still here. This is a good day. He's alive. I mean, ask Dale Earnhardt Jr. when you go up to your dad's car. Dale Jr. was in a plane crash and walked away from it. This should be a good day. Tiger's alive. And if he never plays again, we're okay. We are okay. We'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. We got some headlines here that we'll dive into. Sounds like Ben Roethlisberger plans on playing with the Steelers. I don't know if the Steelers plan on playing Ben this year, but hey, we got some time to sort that out. NBA announces the All-Stars and the Reserves. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us coming up a little bit later on. I want to talk to him about what's going on with this 17th game for the regular season, because it's sort of floating out there. And I was told this morning by a source, this is all coming down to money, which it always does. If there is going to be this 17th game, players do get an extra check for that 17th game. But I was told earlier this morning that this is all about money. By the way, sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Incredible response to this, and thank you. DanPatrick.com, enter your email address. It's available daily, comes out, recaps everything that we talk about, all the great interviews that we have. If you can't listen to the show or watch the show, we bring it to you, sort of the Cliff Notes version of that. And right now, DanPatrick.com, all T-shirts, $10.
No, I can't do that.
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Every T-shirt in the store is $10.
Most of them are.
No, I am going to do all of them. I said to Seton, I'm giving back today. $10 T-shirts. And Seton goes, well, we'll lose money. I go, I don't care. $10 T-shirts. I'm doing something fun today, positive today. And so go to DanPatrick.com, T-shirts at $10. That's it. All of them. Seton, I don't care. I'm doing it.
No, every single one.
Every single T-shirt, $10.
Yep.
All right. Let me see. What else do I have here? I mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. I mentioned the All-Stars. By the way, this is what happens. Guys don't want to play in an All-Star game, but they get offended when they're not you know, voted into the All-Star game. Now, all of a sudden, LeBron comes out and goes, Devin Booker is the most underappreciated player, disrespected player, and he should be on the All-Star team. All right. I'm fine with that. Could somebody ask LeBron, who are you taking off? Because then you got a story here. Devin Booker, disrespected. I'm right there with you. Wonderful player. Love watching him play. Suns are a great story. Does LeBron want Chris Paul not on the All-Star team? Who are you taking off? Because we do this all the time. Oh, that guy's got to be on, and that guy's got to be on. I go, they can't all be on. You got to take somebody off. But LeBron was sticking up for Devin Booker. But somebody please ask LeBron, you know, LeBron, we can't have 40 guys on the roster. And nobody wants to play in the game. I was watching last night with Luka Doncic. Game on the line. Ball's in Luka's hands. And I wanted to know what the defensive strategy was going to be. Not good strategy, because I'll go back to what I've been screaming about since the Jordan years. Take the ball out of the best player's hands. Force him to pass it. That's all. If Tim Hardaway Jr. or Kristaps Porzingis hits the game winner, I'll live with it. Double team Luka, make him pick up his dribble and make him pass it. Now, tough shot, but we've seen this before. He did this in the playoffs to the Clippers. Come down, go right, they switch, he goes to the left, somebody is late coming out, and he hits the game winner. And I went, and I'm watching, and it feels like in slow motion. I'm going, double teaming. Now, I love watching Luka. I mean, I love that he, you know, stabbed him with a dagger here. Double team him. That's all. Double team him. Make him pass the ball. Make somebody who is not used to shooting shoot the game winner. I think I woke up my family last night.
It makes you very angry.
It does, because you're watching it. I'm going, there's no way they're going to let Luka beat him. They're just not. And then all of a sudden he goes over and he takes a shot. And I went, no. My wife says, what happened? I said, and of course she doesn't understand what I'm telling her. I go, Luka, he went left and they let him shoot it. Who's Luka? That's not important. You can't let the best player shoot, but that's how they become the best. Like, go to bed. Yes, Paul.
I'm watching the play again, and there's a little pick on top, and Luka gets a little room on the left, but the guy who got picked does not fight through and stay with him. He just kind of stands there. And then number 26 of the Celtics is all over Luka trying to stay with him. But then it's too late. They run another player at them. Like, they had the strategy, but it's just way too late. Everything's too late. He's already got, you know, his range is 30 feet.
For that reason alone, I would not let two Celtics on the All-Star team.
For that play?
Yes. Yes.
What did the commissioner announce that today?
Yes. We're going to not let Jaylen Brown on the All-Star team. By the way, how do you have two All-Stars from a sub-500 team? Crazy. Yes, we clap.
Can I tell you my snub? The one that actually got me fired up, which is bizarre. You'll never guess who.
I'm going to guess that it's probably from Ben Simmons should not be an All-Star.
No, yes, he should not be. But there's one guy I think should be. I think Trae Young seems like an All-Star. He's like top. He's third in assists and ninth in scoring. And the team's okay. They're 13-18. I was surprised. Why isn't he an All-Star?
Wait, run that by me again now.
So Trae Young, he's third in the league in assists, ninth in scoring, and his team is 13-18. So it's a bad team. But like, I feel like he's presented by ESPN as an All-Star. That's kind of why he's always in their commercials. Like,
well, it's East Coast, and he's fun to watch. He's fun to root for.
His numbers are gigantic. Why is Jaylen, and Jaylen Brown was the other one? Is he an All-Star? He's got. I couldn't believe I looked up his stats. He's 25 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. Everybody puts up good numbers now. I mean, think about it. We don't even blink when somebody puts up 140 points in a game that doesn't go into overtime. We don't care. We're like, nah. Yeah, did you see last night? You would talk about the highlights. You wouldn't talk about the score. I used to focus on the score because I grew up watching the ABA, and they put up points. They had the three-point shot. They put up points. And I went, I love the ABA. And now, if you don't score 120 points, it feels like you probably lost a game. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, Bradley Beal scoring 32, and nobody talks about it except you.
No.
You were always talking about Bradley Beal, but that's it.
I love Bradley Beal, but I'd love to see him on another team. But you can't pick out one highlight of Bradley Beal. There's nothing. He just, hey, Bradley Beal got, he's like a glorified Joe Johnson from the standpoint of.
Whoa.
No, there's nothing exciting about him. He's just, he's one of the probably five best outside shooters, I think, in the game. But there's nothing magical where you go, boy, Brad, did you see Bradley Beal last night? Yes, Paul.
Would you rather be Ben Simmons and people think you shouldn't be on the All-Star team, or Devin Booker and people making the case that you should? I think you want to be Devin Booker. You want people to be yelling and screaming that you should be on the team. Because now he has the bonus. He doesn't have to go to the game. And guys like LeBron James are saying, this guy's great.
So you want to be underrated, underappreciated.
Well, you want to be snubbed occasionally.
Snubbed.
And if people go to bat for you. You don't want to be the guy like, really, that guy's on the All-Star team?
And you know, the conversation about Ben Simmons is always, why can't shoot threes? Not everybody needs to shoot threes. Can you shoot twos? Can you get to the basket? And then you'll hear the analysts go, oh, he shouldn't make the All-Star team because he can play defense. I think that's part of basketball. I don't know. Right? I think it's part of basketball. You know, he led the league in steals last year. Why is it when we'll have guys like Steve Nash or Trae Young and you go, yeah, he can't play defense. Then you get somebody who can play defense and then you get, well, he can't shoot a three. I get, it's like, okay. All right. Not everybody can shoot threes. Nobody ever talks about Kevin Durant's three-point shooting. Now, he's a great shooter, but they don't go, you know, Durant doesn't shoot threes as much as he should. Hey, he shoots those mid-range jumpers. Like Magic Johnson came in and he couldn't shoot from outside. Jason Kidd couldn't shoot from outside. Imagine if they came into the league now. Man, it's Magic Johnson. He can pass and he can do a lot of things, but he can't shoot.
Was Jordan a three-point shooter?
No, nobody was.
Could he have been?
Yes, because Mike had a nice-looking shot. Good-looking shot. Yes, he did.
Didn't they have in that documentary where they're like, he hit 5 3-pointers in one game.
Can you believe
it's the most amazing thing we've ever seen?
And then he looks over to the announcers like, I don't know what's going on here.
Because he hit 5 of them.
Yes.
James Harden does that in 3 minutes.
Yes. That's a bad night for Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paulie.
The game where Michael Jordan scored 69 points against the Cavaliers, he had no threes. He made none threes.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole All-Star thing, they don't want to play in it, but then they feel, you know, so rejected, disrespected if they don't make the All-Star team. But somebody asked LeBron. LeBron, you love Devin Booker? Who should not be on the All-Star roster? It'd be great if he did answer. You know, I don't get the Chris Paul thing, you know. But I will say there is a difference with Chris Paul on the floor with Phoenix. And what he's doing at his age is remarkable. But he is a stabilizing force, and if they want to put him in the All-Star game, and this is his last All-Star game, great, go ahead. I don't always like that logic, but they go, hey, Devin Booker will have plenty of chances here. Man, we touched on a wide variety of topics here. And we somehow inserted Michael Jordan in the conversation. We did it. We did it. I'm celebrating Tiger today, okay? He's alive. Given what we've gone through, and certainly a little over a year ago, I'm celebrating Tiger. If there's new information, we'll bring it to you. I will not speculate on anything with this. Not what was going on in the car, how fast he was going, his future in golf. That's all going to come out eventually. I don't need to try to give you a head start on that. We're going to take a break. We got our poll options coming up. I'll tell you why. Ben coming back to the Steelers is going to set the Steelers back a couple of years. Right after this, Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. God, they've been with us for, I think, almost the beginning. They came in to the old man cave. And I remember that they had one of their guys with Simply Safe. And he said, you know, here's the deal. And I said, so wait a minute. You get your security equipment shipped to you. And then you take it out of the box. And then you set it up. There's no contracts. And it's $14.99 a month. And he kept going, you good? Yep. 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 I said, no hidden fees. No. You order it, what you need, you install it, no electrician, nobody, no technician. I said, come on. And he said, no, that's what we do. It's Simply Safe. It's called Simple because you set it up and you're safe. And they have an unbelievable group of people that monitor your house 24/7. The experts, that's where they come in and give you what is, I think, you know, sets them apart. They're great people to work with. SimplySafeDan.com. Customize your system. Free security camera for just being a fan of this show. 60-day risk-free trial. Nothing to lose. That's SimplySafeDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
During the commercial break, I went to the other side, say hello to the Danettes, and I was greeted with McLovin going, oh, unbelievable juicy poll question today.
It's hot.
Now, you normally oversell things, McLovin.
Yeah, this is probably a little oversold.
Okay.
Do I have to tease here, like hold people off so they stay in their car, or should I just give it to you?
No, I don't want to do that to them today.
Okay, which team would be best served?
You're supposed to wait till the drum roll.
Okay. Now? Which team would be better served? Best served? I'm off. But I just it just dawned on me that if we put up this poll, these guys are guests that come on all the time. So I don't know if we can do this.
Just now. Ask the question.
Which team would be best served replacing their current quarterback? The Steelers. I'm blaming Pauly, by the way. The Steelers, the Vikings, the 49ers, or the Falcons.
The Falcons. Or the Falcons. Yes, Paul.
Basically, we're saying, you know, it's time to move on at the quarterback position. We don't know who they're moving on to, but this team should definitely move on from the current quarterback situation.
Okay.
The Vikings? You know, I'm saying hypothetically. Better off going a different direction.
I'm okay with the Vikings right now with Kirk D. Cousins. And I'm okay with the Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo if he stays healthy. And I'm looking at their ages, too. The Falcons with Matt Ryan, you know, are you going to draft a quarterback this year? Should you be drafting a quarterback? I go with Pittsburgh because if Ben comes back, I just don't think he is. I think he looks old and plays old. And it's a short-term future for the Steelers. And that's where you have these windows of opportunity with your roster. I don't know if they re-signed Bud Dupree. But Ben coming back doesn't seem like an upgrade or a positive. That's where, you know, you have to start. And I'm not saying that Mason Rudolph is your future, because I don't think he is. But I think you got to figure out what direction are we going to be in? You want to find your quarterback. But then there are times when you do find out about your quarterback. And I think the Steelers have found out about Ben. If he wants to play one more year, good for him. But if I'm the Steelers, I think this sets you back this year, this season, and probably next season, because next season you're going to bring in a quarterback. Maybe he's a rookie. And then you got to let him get ready to play and take over for a Hall of Famer in Ben Roethlisberger. I just think you got to jump in when you can, when you have that opportunity. And if you have that opportunity, and maybe they're in salary cap purgatory and they can't do anything about this, but, and Ben might be a bargain at $19 million a year, but I just think Pittsburgh needs to move on. Ben wants to play. He doesn't want to leave Pittsburgh. I get that. But if I'm Pittsburgh, I got to start thinking about not only this year, but next year, and then the year after that. And the longer you keep Ben, it feels like the longer that process is going to be, and probably will keep you behind the Browns and keep you behind the Ravens. Yeah, Paul.
On paper, Ben Roethlisberger looks like a great quarterback. Last year, he was 12-3 as a starter, 4,000 yards, low yards for him, 33 touchdowns, 10 picks. He was sacked the fewest amount of times of any quarterback in the league. Like, it looks fine on paper, but like you said, when you watch it, it doesn't look fine.
Well, it didn't help that he had receivers who probably led the league in drops. But I thought it was a hollow 11-0. I think we all said that. And then it felt like they got exposed when they started playing quality teams. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I noticed on Twitter that Steelers fans seemed upset when the news broke yesterday that the agent said that we're going to make this work. It was a very negative reaction.
But this is a team that drafts well, but I don't know what the game plan is for their quarterback. Like that is, I would love to know that. Not that they're going to tell you that, but I'd love to know, what is your strategy here moving forward after this year? And maybe they're all in on Mason Rudolph, but I think you got to have a little bit bigger picture here than just let's bring back Ben for a farewell tour. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you put quarterbacks, like Todd asked about Drew Locke or Sam Darnold, are they sort of borderline anyway, so they don't belong in a poll like this? Like, I mean, is Sam Darnold in the same situation as Jimmy G?
Well, I think it's a tough decision for the Jets with Sam Darnold. Because if you had the first pick, Sam Darnold would not be the Jets quarterback. But you have the second pick. Now you have to decide, what can we get for this pick? Or is it worth keeping him and then taking the second best player in the draft? Or is somebody going to go up and they want that second overall pick? I mean, that's the way I would approach it. But I believe in Sam Darnold. I think he's a very good athlete. I think he's just been with a bad team, bad coach, interchangeable parts there. I'd like to see what he does with – I'd love to see Sam Darnold in San Francisco and see what he does there. And he'd probably like to see himself in San Francisco as well. Or with Pittsburgh. Those are the two teams that I keep thinking maybe that's where Sam Darnold ends up. But if I'm the Jets – is Zach Wilson an upgrade over Sam Darnold? We always love what we don't know about. He's cheaper, though, and that factors in as well. Because if I restart the quarterback clock, that's really important if I'm building a young team. Because Urban Meyer is not taking Jacksonville if he doesn't get Trevor Lawrence, in my opinion. If you said they had the number two pick in the draft, I really wonder if Urban Meyer would have taken that job. If you said, hey, you can have Justin Fields, I don't think he takes that job. I think they have a lot of salary cap room. I don't think the pressure is anywhere near what it would be with a lot of these other franchises, especially the Jets. And I think that Urban Meyer looked at Trevor Lawrence. I get to reset the clock with my quarterback and his contract. Now we can build this team, and let's see if I stay around for the next 4 or 5 years. Yeah, Paul.
Back to Darnold, I was wondering, I know he can't say it and would never say it. Do you think he would, if it was his choice, he would prefer to be traded and get a fresh start or stay with the Jets and be built around?
Where's he traded to?
Anybody but the New York Jets.
Well, if you say Pittsburgh or you said San Francisco.
Or the Chicago Bears. Let's say the Chicago Bears And Sam Darnold had in his mind a pick, like a choice in the matter. And the team said, we're going to trade you to the Chicago Bears. Would you be happy, or would you rather stay with the Jets and be built around?
Well, they tried to build around him.
That's a tough one.
Well, I like the front office better now. I don't like the ownership. And we're going to find out about, you know, the head coaching position, because I didn't think Adam Gase was a head coach. I don't know. If I'm Sam Darnold, I probably like a new start. But, you know, Robert Saleh comes in. He's a defensive-minded guy from San Francisco. And, you know, you want continuity. If you're a quarterback, who's my offensive coordinator? My offensive line? Like, those are really important. And, you know, does the head coach delegate to the offensive coordinator? Does he get involved in this? What kind of style are we going to play? And I think with the Jets, you never figured that out. Yeah, McLovin.
I have no science into this, but Mekhi Becton seems exciting, and they got Matt LaFleur's brother to be the offensive coordinator. Okay. Seriously, Mike LaFleur.
Okay.
You sound like they're making that up. Is he making
no,
that
I think it,
no,
I'm he, pretty
no,
sure.
No, it is. Yeah. Matt LaFleur's brother, Mike. Yes.
Seems like a little something.
Yes, Todd.
Maybe he was just saying the right things for PR reasons, but as recently as a month ago, he's been saying, Darnold, I want to be a Jet for life. It's, quote, very important to him to stay with the Jets. You know, I don't know how much he has to say that. Yeah, but I'd like to think that he would prefer to stay with the team that picked him and ride it out and try to be a hero in New York and turn the team around instead of calling it.
Well, no, you have to say that. You have to.
Why do you have to say that?
I mean, if they had the number one pick, do you think they'd be backing Sam Darnold? The answer is no. And Sam Darnold wouldn't say, hey, I still hope to be a Jet the rest of my career. He'd be like, I don't know. Where do you want to send me here? But this is a franchise that just churns through head coaches. They got 7 head coaches in the last 20 years, if my math is correct. Is that right, Paulie?
That's right, 7. In 2000, they hired Belichick. He was 0-0 for them. You remember, he didn't stick around.
Undefeated.
Yeah. Imagine if they kept him. How much the league would have changed.
Mm.
But Al Groh, Herm Edwards, Eric Mangenius, Rex Ryan, Todd Bowles, Adam Gase, Robert Saleh in the past 20 years.
Yeah. Yes,
you met Rich Cote was right before that. Remember that disaster?
I go back to Joe Walton.
Yeah, he was like a 500 head coach. Rich Cote was 4-28 in 2 years.
Yeah. I covered the Jets when he was there.
Did anyone care about the Jets back then?
They cared when Gastineau was there, Freeman McNeil, Ken O'Brien was serviceable. You know, they had some star power there, but it was always weird to be around Joe Walton. He wore his hat backwards. You know, we talk about younger kids when they have their hat back. Here's the head coach got his hat backwards all the time. He's never felt like a head coach. But then the Jets feel like that's who they employ. Guys that just don't feel like a head coach there. All right, what other poll question are you thinking about today?
Well, we have the All-Star snubs. Do you want? I was going to ask, this. I think we're going to put up that quarterback. It's already up, but which guy would you kick off the team? Are we allowed to ask that? Because, by the way, we forgot that Nikola Vucevic is on the team. I guess it's because they need a center. Is that why? Orlando center? There's no way he's better than these
guys. Are you an all-star if we can't pronounce your name?
Yeah, that's terrible, but like those Eastern European centers.
He just had a triple-double the other night, but if that matters.
Have you tuned into an Orlando game?
Yes!
Yeah, other than you.
I'm the only one who tunes into the Orlando Magic games.
Is Nicholas Batum still there? I think he's somewhere else.
Mo Bamba? Is Mo Bamba still running it?
Mo Bamba! Yeah. Yeah, I like when they go, hey, Mo Bamba can shoot threes. I go, yeah, you know, I'd like for him to do some other things.
And by the way, Fritzy's bugging me. You didn't really weigh in on Drew Locke yet. Are the Broncos all in there?
No.
I like his moxie, but he hasn't proven anything. He certainly hasn't proven that he's any kind of long-term answer. Could kind of throw him in the heap with all the other.
Do you want to get rid of him? You want to keep him?
I was hoping he would have progressed a lot for this past year.
No, it's just yes or no.
I want them to go all in on Deshaun Watson.
Todd, do you want Drew Locke?
It depends.
No, you're not getting.
It doesn't depend on who they can get in his stead.
Are you okay with Drew Locke?
I will have to accept it. I'd like them to aggressively pursue one of the big names that maybe floating.
Is it a yes or no answer?
I would be okay.
Todd, is it?
I would be okay with one more year with Drew Lock.
Todd, I'm going to try it one more time. Do you want Drew Lock as your quarterback?
They should move on.
Todd, it's yes or no.
I just said they should move on.
You didn't say yes or no.
Okay, I'm going to say no.
All right.
He had his chance and they're not going anywhere.
How many times did I ask?
Paul? Just 30 seconds ago, he said he's okay with one more year of Drew Lock, and then he's like, no, they should move on.
How many different
answers can you give to one question?
That's a difficult question. It's not, because these things aren't yes or no.
Princey, you may fold into questioning.
Lunatic.
You asked 11 times.
But doesn't it depend on what other quarterbacks are available with all these teams?
As a concept, do you want to move on from Drew Lock? How's that?
I think they should.
All right, thank you.
It pains me because I like his, he's got that,
you know what?
Flair about him.
As punishment, we're not talking about the Broncos for 2 months.
2 months?
Yes.
What happens when they get Deshaun Watson in the next week or two? We're not going to tell
him. If they get Deshaun Watson, I'll talk about him, but you can't.
I can't.
No. Yes, Eden.
Are we just going to tack that 2 months on to the 8 months before that we spent not talking about them too?
And the 4 years before that.
Yeah. What do you think, Justin Simmons? They got to pay the guy.
Thank you, Todd. Let me take a break. We'll come up with our play of the day. Got a couple of stats of the day as well. Back after that. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
check this out.
Doncic with 6 and 5 and 4 and 3 to his left, pulls up from the hash mark. It's good! It's good! With a tenth of a second remaining as Doncic nails the game winner, and the Mavericks will win it 110 to 107.
Mavs Radio Network. Who did the Celtics think was going to shoot it? When it got under 6 seconds? Good God, this drives me crazy. Luka hits the game winner. Mavs have won 6 of their last 7. Luka averaging just about 29, 8.5, and 9 assists per game this season. Play of the day is brought to you by M-Drive. Powerful ingredients backed by science. They help me get energized, stronger, leaner. Every morning, go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.
God, I don't. Sorry, we had piled on with the play of the day.
I know, but I just don't understand it. When it got to 6 seconds, 5 seconds, you run somebody at him. It just reminded me of Game 4 last year's playoffs with the Clippers. Game winners, step back 3 from the left wing. Hello? All right. I have a stat of the day here on last night. The Nuggets committed just 1 turnover, so they almost threw a perfect game against Portland. That's the fewest by a team in an NBA game all time. Had 1 turnover in the game. Jamal Murray, I think, had a turnover. You know when they started keeping track of turnovers in the NBA? 1970. Like, I never understood that. Like, sacks, they only go back to the 1980s, I believe. But turnovers, they go back to 1970. And the Nuggets committed 1 turnover last night. That is the fewest all time in an NBA game.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what?
Stat of the day. Wouldn't it have been great to play in the 60s when they weren't keeping track of turnovers? So when you go to renegotiate your contract, you're like, hey, I had no turnovers last year. Check the stats. I had no turnovers.
You can't complain that your point guard stinks because he's turning the ball all the time. No proof.
No turnovers. Yeah, see.
It's like, imagine if in baseball they didn't keep track of strikeouts.
Yeah.
Be like, man, I would have been awesome. Well, I got like a, you know, D1 college scholarship.
I don't think they really do keep track of strikeouts in baseball. Certainly when it comes to hitters. Like, hey, he struck out 200. Hey, go get him next time. Hey, how's your launch angle? Yeah, Paul.
About a decade or so ago, they started doing a stat holds. You know, not a save, but like a relief pitcher at a hold, like a mid-level reliever, mid-inning reliever. Is that a real stat or just like an ESPN.com stat?
I don't want to say it's baseball analytics and guys nerding out here, but a hold? First of all, the save itself has been redefined because it didn't used to be this way. I think you had to pitch, you know, how many innings to get a save. It wasn't just, hey, I faced one batter and I got a save. Now, like, we want more stats. Here's a hold. That's great. Yeah, Seton.
It must have been incredibly frustrating, though, to be a relief pitcher, come in, do your job for 2 innings, and get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
Like, no recognition. Like, hey, you did your job. You did well. But it doesn't really mean anything.
You didn't even get a hold.
No holds.
No holds barred. Yes, Paulie.
The hold, according to MLB glossary, their actual MLB, the hold was invented by statisticians John Dewin and Mike O'Connell as a means to quantify the effectiveness of relievers who aren't closers. The statistic was meant to value setup men who traditionally pitch in the 7th or 8th inning before the closer pitches. Mm. It didn't gain traction until the 90s and 2000s.
Well, that might have been when Mariano Rivera was setting up John Wetland for the Yankees. Yes, McLovin.
Isn't that like the most important position in baseball? Now, that's where the Phillies always screw up, the hold guy.
The hold.
Like, remember Kelly on the Red Sox? Like, when
but
you
are
got
you
a,
known as a holder?
I think we just invented it.
Like, we got to pay that guy $20 million a year. He's a great holder.
But then they're going to say, is he just a placeholder?
Yeah. But what was the save statistic before? How did you qualify for a save before?
Did Goose Gossage go like 3 innings?
Yes, it felt like famously went 3 innings. You could get a save for going three, and you could get a save if you faced, what, one batter? Yeah, Paulie.
The term saved was used by general managers in the 50s without specific parameters. It was just a thing managers and GMs said. He saved the game by getting in and putting out the fire. There was a writer named Jerome Holtzman who was the first to give specific criteria to saves in the early 1960s. But according to MLB.com, saves didn't become an official stat until 1969. And the parameters are you enter the game with a lead of no more than three runs, pitch at least one inning, enter the game with a tying run on deck, pitch at least three innings. That used to be pitch at least three innings.
Yeah, that's where...
In 69 it was.
Yeah, yeah, that's a hell of a save. You come in and you pitch three innings. Yeah, McLeod.
So who invented the one-inning closer? Is that La Russa? I feel like everything...
Feels like it's Tony La Russa.
And like, was Raleigh Fingers? He wasn't a one-inning guy. I don't remember...
Eckersley, maybe Bruce Sutter. But I remember it felt like Lee Smith and Goose Gossage, they'd go two or three innings. And I'm sure I'm missing other relievers. Mo Rivera was, you know, famously a one inning guy. I always, you know, it's always one of those where, oh, he's facing four batters. Like, oh, we can't bring him in with, you know, two outs in the eighth with bases loaded because he only faces, you know, he's one inning. That's it. He can only do one inning. But Tony La Russa is a genius. So, you know, who am I to complain about that?
What do you think of the one inning guy at the beginning of the game, that trend, the Rays and all that? I find it annoying, and I'm an analytic guy.
I find it annoying, but I find it fascinating too, where you go, all right. Like, I love the starting pitcher, but, you know, I'm smart enough to understand baseball has changed and, you know, what we expect out of a starter is nowhere near what we once did. Okay. But I think you can outsmart yourself in baseball more so than any other sport. You know, we're going to bring in the left-hander to face the left-hander, and then we're going to double switch, and then, you know, like, after a while you go, everybody wants to be a genius. Mike Florio will join us coming up. Are we going to get that 17th game for the regular season? He'll join us. And then in the final hour, the stars of Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald, and Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler will join us back after this. Close out the first hour with rockauto.com. All the parts your car or truck will ever need. rockauto.com, a family business founded by automotive engineers in 1999, two goals in mind. Got a chance over the Christmas holidays to talk to one of the founding members. And he said, look, I've been in the automobile industry my whole life, and so has my family. We know what goes on behind the scenes. And we want to give you the direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, we want to offer reliably low prices. RockAuto.com has the correct parts for both old and new cars. Can't just pour 10W30 oil into just about any engine you'd like. RockAuto.com has specific oil, transmission fluid, antifreeze, and other chemicals your car must have. So you're not wasting time, you're not wasting money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. Go to RockAuto.com. Tell them we sent you. Write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. All the parts your car or truck will ever need, the great folks at RockAuto.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.